ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमनन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलकय चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापरकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगनारगनतम्बतं तं सजीवं सर्वेतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगनाललिता शिवसाकम्बतंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। सप्त कञ्चन गौराङ्गे राजे वृन्दावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुतदेवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितनां भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावरण्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतुसे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीयाद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
टेक्स्ट 16।
यद्यापि स्वाविदितां सकला दामां ब्राह्मां गुयां ब्राह्मणे दासिता मागेन समाधिवि उपाये जनताम् अनुशशास। यदापि स्वाविदितं सकलदामम् ब्राह्मं गुह्यं ब्राह्मणे दाशिचमागेन संदिद्भि उपाये जनताम् अनुशासा। यद्यापि स्वां विदितं सकलदामम् दामं गुह्यं ब्राह्मणे दाशितमागेन समाधिभि उपाये जनताम् अनुशाससः। यद्यापि स्वाविदितं सकलदामम् ब्राह्मं गुह्यं ब्राह्मणे दाशितमागेन समाधिभि उपाये जनताम् अनुशासा। यद्यापि स्वाविदितं सकलदामम् Manuyam Brahmane. Santir Magena Damadibi. Aye Ranatam Gunasha Shasha. Yadya Pishvata Ditam Sakala Dhamam. Namam Guryaham Namane. Namagena Samadhibi. Adetam Anushashasa. Yadya Pishvata Ditam Sakala Dhamam. Ramangu yam brahmane Dashita magena samadhibi Upaye janatam unushashasa Yadyapi svadvajitam sakal dhamam Umayam brahmane Yayana magena samadhibi Upaye janatam manushasasa
Any matrices want to try?
Yadapisvam meditam sakadamam Uyam brahmane Dasatam magena samadhibi Upaye janatam anusasana Yajapishwanadita sakaladamam Brahmam guyam brahmane Dasitam magena samadhibi Upaye janatam unusmanatam
Yadyapi Although
Svaviditam
Known by him
Sakaladamam
Which includes all different types of occupational duties
Brahmam
Vedic injunctions
Guyam
Very confidential.
Brahmanai.
By the Brahmanas.
Dashita Magena.
By the path showed.
Sama Adibi.
Sama Dhamma Titikshu.
Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, practicing tolerance.
And so on.
Upayae.
By the means.
Janatam.
The people in general.
Anushashasa.
He ruled over.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a kshatriya and followed the instructions of the brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of vanashram, which enjoins that the brahmanas instruct the kshatriyas and the kshatriyas administer to the state through the vaishyas and shudras. Translation, please repeat.
Although Lord Rishabhdev
knew everything
about confidential Vedic knowledge,
which includes information
about all types of occupational duties,
he still maintained himself
as a kshatriya
and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Varna Shrama Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Sudras. Purport. Although Rishabhdev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain the social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to the Shastras, and all the other castes would follow. The word Brahmana means perfect knowledge of all activities, and this knowledge is very confidential, described in the Vedic literatures. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all Vedic literatures, and the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect Brahmanas. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses and thus gradually advance to spiritual perfection. Translation. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Varnashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat krupa tam aham vande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. So, this subject matter of this chapter is mostly Varnashram. It is a Varnashram explaining how Rishabhdev he ruled using the Varnashram system. And even though he is a Kshatriya, an administrator, he's a Kshatriya, therefore he follows the instructions of the Brahmanas, though he knew more than the Brahmanas knew. He knew more. But he acted according to the social system. Just like in our ISKCON society. Our ISKCON society is like Varnashram system. It's an institutional consideration. We have management. We have Brahmanas. We have those who are engaged in collecting funds, like vices, doing business. And we have many workers who are helping and assisting. And we work under the direction of the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas should know the Vedic literature. Of course, the Vedic literature in the Kali Yuga is these four Vedas, Sama Veda, Yaju Veda, Rig Veda, Atharva Veda. They're not applicable in Kali Yuga. You cannot even chant the Vedic mantras, because the Vedic mantras have got pitch. There's different ways of chanting the mantras and notebook. It has to be learned in parampara. Therefore, the Vedas are the most confidential knowledge. You can't understand Vedic literature simply by reading books. By reading books, we can translate Veda into books, right? So many books are available in the market. And Srila Prabhupada said, so many medical books. Medical book is also available in the market. By reading medical book, will you become a doctor? You think so? Will you become a doctor if you read medical books? No. You have to be trained. You have to be trained in the medical college. You know, like they use this stethoscope. They put it in the ear and they can listen. And they try, breathe. And they hit on the chest. And they listen. Can this listening be described in any book? They feel the pulse. And the pulse has got different kinds of pulsations. You understand? Can it be described in any book? No. The teacher tells you, feel this patient's pulse. You see that kind of pulse? That is this kind of pulse. And another patient, come to the hospital and learn. You have to learn. It cannot be described in any book. Try and understand. The teacher is not optional. The teacher is not optional. Oh, I don't need any guru. I can just accept Prabhupada as my guru. Rubbish. You must have a teacher who teaches you. Otherwise, how will you tell? You're guessing. Manodharma. Mental speculation. One has to have been trained. Srila Prabhupada repeatedly says more than 100 times, you have to hear from the lips. You have to hear from the lips. Lips means what? Gurudev, what does this mean? Gurudev, what does this mean? Gurudev, please tell me, what does this mean? This is said in this book, what does it mean? Some people say, oh, I can just take guidance from Prabhupada. Okay, then ask him. Can you ask him? Go, tell me what he says. Can you ask him? Can you ask him? No, you cannot ask him. You have to accept the representative. You have to accept the living. The living representative. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan one time, it's not written, one devotee told me, there was one big picture of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Life-size painting. And one devotee was chanting his rounds, looking at this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada came. You cannot accept my Guru Maharaj. You cannot accept my Guru Maharaj, he said. You cannot jump over. You can't jump over. You can't jump over. You must accept the teacher in the school. You can't say, well, I'm just going to read the book. This professor was a great professor. I'll read his book. That professor, you cannot ask him any question. His only book, he's left his books. The books have got mercy. The books have got knowledge. But you have to accept the teacher in the school. You understand? Teacher is necessary in the school.
if you just went to the school and there was no teacher, just books, would anybody learn properly? If there was no teacher, oh well, I don't want to read this book, I want to read this book. No, I don't want to read ABC. I want to go straight to the highest thing. Baba, what is your qualification? What is your qualification? Some people say, oh, you people only speak ABC. Yes, we speak ABC and we follow ABC. Thank you. We follow it. We speak ABC and we follow ABC. We're not hypocrites. We follow what we speak. We're speaking ABC and we follow it. We have to follow it because we're on that level. We have to get up early in the morning and attend Mangalatik. We have to chant rounds, 16 rounds minimum. Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to read regularly. We have to read regularly. That's a fact. And we have to learn the process of pure devotional service. Bhagavad Dharma. We have to learn pure devotional service by hearing from those who are pure devotees. Those who are pure devotees, who know Savvaya Pam Saparo Dhammo Yato Bhaktira Doksaje Ahaitukiya Pratiyata Yayapma Suprasidati. They know what is Bhagavad Dharma. And Vanashram is meant to bring you to that. It's meant to bring you to Bhagavad Dharma, to develop a taste for the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. The regulative principles of Bhagavad Dharma is hearing Krishna Katha. Hearing Krishna Katha. And chanting Krishna Katha and remembering Krishna like this. Therefore it said, Swami eva hi kevalam, that even if you follow Vanashram Dharma, but if you don't develop a taste, if you don't develop a taste for following, if you don't develop a taste, then you're simply wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Therefore it says, there's two kinds of Vanashram Dharma. You know what they are? Two kinds. Daiva Vanashram and Asura Vanashram. The Asuri Vanashram means, I do my occupation and everything, but I want the result. I want the result. It's like you may work in this ISKCON society, but you want the result. You want some position. You want to collect some money. You're selling book, 50%? In my bank account. Like this. You understand? This is a suric. Krishna said, and those who take advantage like this for themselves, where do they go? According to Srimad Bhagavatam, those who don't follow Daivi Vanashram, they follow a Suri Vanashram. Where do they go? Where do they go? They go to hell. Rorava, rorava.
That's what it says. Srimad Bhagavatam says like that. That if we simply for ourselves, we do everything for myself,
then that's not Daivivanasram. You may be saying, oh, I'm working as a Brahmana. Okay, you pay me. What do I get out of it? I'll do life membership, but I'm getting my percentage. Like this. So many things. We're not doing for Krishna. We're not doing for Guru. And you might not even have Guru. You may not even have Guru. No. Because you are not making inquiry. Tadvidi panipatena paraprasnena. Paraprasnena. You're not making any inquiry. What is your questions? Oh, you don't have any question. Only when is prasad? Like this. What will be for prasadam today? I heard it's extra items. I better bring my tiffin. The sweets. Like that. But you should understand. Here is being described in this chapter. Like that. So Rishabdev, he knew more than Varnashram. What is that more? What is more than Varnashram? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was asking Ramananda Roy, you know, what is the goal of life and how to achieve it? How do we achieve? And Ramananda Roy also brought up this Varnashram. That's Varnashram. Is the way to achieve the goal of life. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, this is external. It's external. You understand? It's external. Just like one time I asked a group of devotees. I asked them, so how do you know who is an advanced devotee? How do you know who is a more advanced devotee? How do you know? And they said, oh well, he's in a big position. He holds a position in the temple. I said, really? That is a more advanced devotee? And they said, okay, give more information. How will I know? Oh, he's a sannyasi. He's a sannyasi. Oh, that's how you know? You know by that way? They said, yes. Like that, anymore? He's a guru. He's a guru. Initiating guru. He's giving diksha. Out of course. He's more advanced? Yeah, he's more advanced. And then I said, anything more advanced? Yeah, he's a GBC. GBC. He's the most advanced. The GBC must be the most advanced. Like this, I was saying. I was asking them. I said, can you give any shastra for this thing? No. Prabhu. How do we know then? I said, what does Prabhupada say in his books? What does Prabhupada say in his books? How do we know? Something more than institution. There's something more than Varnashram. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy, they knew each other immediately. And they were embracing. Lord Chaitanya could not control himself. He was so anxious to embrace Ramananda Roy. And when they embraced, they became ecstatic. They became so ecstatic with love. And because that Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Shakhi. And Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined. So when they are embracing, they are in ecstatic love, Krishna Prema. But there were some brahmanas there. Some brahmanas there who had come with Ramananda Roy for taking bath in the river. You remember? And those brahmanas, they were looking. And they were thinking, what is this? What is this? This brahmana sannyasi is embracing a shudra. He's a shudra. Like this. They were thinking like this. So when Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a little aware of the external, then they had to check up. They had to check up their behavior. Because they could not understand. They couldn't understand. Because they're not on that level of Krishna consciousness. They're brahmanas, but they're in material consciousness. They're on lower consciousness. They're only seeing according to the Vanashram. And probably not even Daivi Vanashram. Because in Kali Yuga, there is no Daivi Vanashram. Daivashram. No, there's only Asuri Vanashram. That's all that's left. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is there. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskitam dhamma samstapanathaya. He comes to give religious principles, the highest religious principles. So he's teaching what is real dhamma, which is Bhagavad Dhamma. This is Bhagavad Dhamma. It's called Bhagavad Dhamma. Like that. We may follow these principles like this. We're following brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasis. And we offer respect. And in the institution, we have our temple commander. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And our temple president. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. And we have our regional secretaries. Yes, Prabhu. And GBC. Pranam, pranam. We have these things and we follow these things. But this is not the ultimate Dharma. The ultimate Dharma is to get love of Krishna. It's to get love of God. And somebody who could be a sweeper, sweeping, he may have love of God. He may have love of God. Be careful. You are not to disrespect anyone. You are not to disrespect anyone. Mahaprabhu is teaching this thing. Trinadapi sanichanataro avi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanaya sadari. You cannot see so easily. It's not so easy to see who is an advanced devotee. He may be working in the puja, in the deity worship. He may be working in the library. He may be working in the kitchen. He may be working in the accounts department. But he's thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. He may be a young boy. He may be an old man. He may be a lady. You cannot see these things. These things are difficult to see. Therefore it is said, you are not the seer. You are not the seer. What can you see? You are not the seer. You are blind. I can't even see properly without spectacle. What to speak of seeing? Who is a pure devotee? It's very difficult to see. Like this.
Therefore it said, we are not the seers, we are the seen. We are the seen. We are seen by Krishna. Krishna sees us. He is Antajami, Janardhan. He sees everything about me. Therefore I am simply praying to Krishna, oh Krishna, please help me. Please help me, I am a blind person. You guide me. You send me help. You send me some help. So when Krishna, he was, okay, you want some help. Genuine, if I genuinely ask Krishna, Krishna will send me. I don't need another blind person. I am a blind person. I don't need another blind person. I need somebody who can see to take my hand like that. If I accept another blind person, then that's the blind leading the blind. And where do they go? When a blind person leads another blind person? Into the ditch. Into the ditch. You end up falling into the ditch. Like that. So we are dependent upon Krishna. Oh Krishna. We are praying to Krishna. Please help me. Please give me guidance. Like this. And therefore we accept Gurudev. We accept Gurudev. Because the Gurudev is fully surrendered to Krishna. He is fully surrendered to Krishna and is under the direction of Krishna. Mahatmanastu mampata daivam prakritim asita. That is under the protection of the divine nature. He's been trained in devotional service which is free from duplicity. Free from duplicity. He's been trained to render pure devotional service which is free from duplicity. Simple. He knows how to simply execute the order of Krishna as it is. As it is. As it is. As it is means that what my guru spoke to me, I cannot speak anything different than that. I have to give exactly in parampara. It's coming in parampara. Parampara, disciplic succession. I cannot speak anything different. I do not add anything to it and I do not subtract anything from it. We have to repeat exactly what the spiritual master says in disciplic succession. This is our system of parampara. That is the difference between the materialists and the spiritualist. Some people, they claim to be spiritual, but all they do is manodharma, mental speculation. Oh, well, you should do it like this, and you should do like this and like this. Where is it in Shastra? Where is it in Shastra? Where's your quotation? Where did the Acharyas say that thing? Where did Prabhupada say that thing? It should be in Shastra. It must be in Shastra. We should follow as it is. And we accept training from Guru. Guru is following as it is according to Shastra. He never says, well, I think so. In my opinion, it is like this. He doesn't have an opinion. Some people ask me, well, what is your opinion, Prabhu? I say, Baba, I don't have any opinion. That's the difference between Western philosophy and Eastern philosophy. Eastern philosophy comes in parampara. We just repeat what our gurus say. While in the West, They want to give new philosophy, new idea, new idea, new idea. You understand? This Krishna consciousness is not a new idea. But some people may protest, but, didn't Srila Prabhupada introduce some new things? Brahmacharinis. Not in Juhu temple anyway. They don't have any. Didn't he introduce some new things there? You know? And the answer is, no. He didn't introduce any new things. Everything Srila Prabhupada does is according to Shastra. He didn't introduce any new thing. Nothing new. Even the ladies' ashram, Narada Muni has those. Narada Muni started those things in other yugas even. When Sita Devi, she stayed in a ladies' ashram. Whose ashram was that? Valmiki Muni. Yeah, the ladies' ashram also. She wasn't alone living with Valmiki Muni, you know. That is not allowed. He's a sannyasi. And Narada Muni, when Prahlad's mother, Prahlad Maharaj, his mother was living with Narada Muni. Do you think they were living together alone? No, Narada took him took her to one ashram where there was ladies. Srila Prabhupada did not introduce something new. No, he's introducing Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma can be adjusted. It can be adjusted. Like today is the disappearance of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, my dear god brother, and he was the introducer of the computer into ISKCON. He was a computer man. I remember I saw him in Mayapur in 1996, and he had a group of disciples all around him. He was sitting, he had a laptop on his knee, and all of his disciples, they all had laptops. The disciple guru had a laptop, and all the shishyas, they all had a laptop. He's talking and they're all working on their laptops. And I was thinking, wow, this is cool. But the laptops have got Srimad Bhagavatam on them. Veda base, the Bhaktivedanta folio. You understand? So we can use these things. Now we're hearing the devotees. They're getting excited. Oh, we will make movies. You can use these things. This is not a deviation. That is not a deviation. Everything can be used in the service of Krishna. Shastra says so. We can give quotation from Shastra that everything can be used in the service of the Lord in a favorable way. Srila Prabhupada even said one time, we can even use gun. He told one soldier, you chant Hare Krishna when you fire and you won't miss. You won't miss. So some devotee soldiers, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this. Like when mosquito is biting me, Hare Krishna. Like this. So everything can be used. It can be used. But it must be done under the direction of the spiritual master. We should be careful. We should work under the direction of Guru. And we should know that our Guru is an advanced devotee. He should be an advanced devotee. Advanced means that he is not bound. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita as it is, that you cannot be freed by someone who is also bound. You understand? You are tied up hand and foot by the modes of material nature. the person who frees you, he cannot be tied up. You understand? If somebody is freeing you, if somebody is freeing you from Maya, they're coming and they're freeing you from Maya. They're liberating you from your sinful activities. They're helping you get out of that Maya and fixing your mind on Krishna. Then they must be free. Otherwise, how can they do it? You understand? The guru must be liberated. He must be a liberated soul. He must be free from the four defects. Four defects. He can't be a cheater. He can't be a cheater. Otherwise, how can a cheater deliver me? How can he get me out of Maya? Even if it's just ABC and get you out of Maya. Srila Prabhupada said that thing also. People are not so willing to accept a simple process. They want something complicated. They want something difficult. We're just giving them the simple process. Chant Hare Krishna and eat Krishna Prasadam. And hear some Bhagavatam. It's a simple process. But you want something difficult. No, stand on your head. And free. You want some difficult process. Prabhupada said like that, like homeopathic medicine. It's so simple, it just looks like water. No taste. You think, oh, it's only 10 rupees, 5 rupees. It can't be any good. No, I want some costly medicine, 500 rupees. And very bad taste. Like this. And therefore you think, oh, this is very good medicine. Srila Prabhupada gave this example. So you're not willing to accept. Because you're not simple. You're not simple. Crooked persons. Crooked persons like this. So this Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple-hearted, Prabhupada would say like that. Huh? We have to understand that Guru, he is simple. He is got simple-heartedness. He has simple-heartedness and he follows the simple process of Krishna consciousness. And when that Krishna consciousness is applied with simplicity, it's very powerful and effective. It's very powerful and effective. Well, I'll just tell one story to illustrate. There was one boy, one young boy, about 6-7 years old, and he has lived with his mother alone. His father had expired, and he is just living with his mother in a very small village in the jungle. And his mother, she said, you should go to school. You should go to school. But there was no school in that village. So he had to go to the next village. So his mother, she was engaged. Only mother was there. So she was busy. She said, you walk to school through that jungle path. You go to school. But that jungle had many wild animals. Big snakes, tigers, and jackal, big vulture birds. So he's only a little boy. So he did as his mother said. He walked through the jungle and he went to one school in the other village. So he went to school. But when he came home, he told his mother, oh, Mata, that's a very dangerous jungle. I'm so afraid. I'm so scared. You see, I'm so afraid that I cannot go to this school. I'm just too fearful. I cannot go to this school. The mother said, don't worry. You have one friend in that jungle. His name is Gopal. You have one friend in that jungle called Gopal. If you call out his name, hey Gopal, hey Gopal, hey Gopal, he'll come. And he'll help you. So that boy was very simple-hearted boy. He put full faith in his mother's words. So when he went to school the next day, when he heard those animals, he became afraid. He began calling out, hey Gopal, hey Gopal, please come. Please come, Gopal. Please come, Gopal. Hey Gopal. He was calling out. And one boy came. Blackish boy came. Dressed very simple in forest clothes. Yes, he came. And he made friends with that young boy, Gopal. And they walked to school. They would show him through the forest. And when he came to the end of the forest, he would say goodbye to Gopal and go to school. And on the way back from school, he would meet Gopal and again come through the forest. And he told his mother, oh, I called Gopal like you said. And he came. His mother said, yes, I told you he would come. He's your friend. You have nothing to fear. You just call on Gopal and you will be fine. There will be no fear. So he was going to school like that. He was very, very happy going through the jungle and every day meeting with Gopal. One day in that school, the teacher told the students, there will be some puja. There will be some puja, like Saraswati puja. There will be some function like this. And each of you must give some donation. There will be a function and you must all give a donation. He looked at that young boy. You were very poor. Coming from that village, you were very poor. You only have to give 1 rupee. So that night he went home. That afternoon he went home. And he told his mother, there is function. And I have to give 1 donation, 1 rupee. His mother told, oh, but we are so poor. We do not have 1 rupee. There's no money here in this village. We do not even have 1 rupee. Oh, Gopal said, well, what will I do? She said, you ask your friend Gopal. He will help you. He will help you. So the next day he told Gopal of how there will be a function, puja, and he needs to give donation. Can Gopal help? Well, Gopal said, well, I don't have any money, but you can tell the teacher that you will supply all the milk. You will supply all the milk because I keep cows and I've got lots of milk. So you can tell him you will supply the milk. I think you know this story. Everybody knows this story. Everybody knows this story. That simple-hearted boy, he told the teacher, oh, my friend Gopal will supply all your milk. And the teacher said, you'll supply all the milk? Baba, we plan to make chana and so many things. I need 10 buckets of milk. 10 buckets of milk. So that boy told Gopal on his way home, the teacher told he needs 10 buckets of milk. Gopal, no problem. No problem. You tell him no problem. On that day we'll bring. So the teacher was told, okay, the milk will be supplied by that village. Okay, no problem. So when the dame came on the way to school, that boy told Gopal, okay Gopal, today is the function. Now how will you supply this milk? And Gopal says, that's okay, I've brought it here. And he gave him one small clay pot. Like this big. Like this big. And gave it to him. He looked at it. But Gopal, You were supposed to supply 10 buckets. You were only giving me this little cup? Think of this. Oh, Gopal, I want 10 buckets, but you're only giving this little cup. Gopal said, don't worry. That will fill 10 buckets. They'll be fully satisfied. Don't worry, they'll be fully satisfied. Just take that and give it to the teacher and tell him it will fill 10 buckets. So anyway, when the teacher saw the small pot, he was like, what? Hey, look, we have not ordered any milk. You told you would bring 10 buckets and you were brought, look at this. And he showed all the other teachers. Come, look what he brought. This chota chota pot, and only a little milk in it. So the boy said, no, that will fill 10 buckets. That will fill 10 buckets. Are you pagal? How will that satisfy everybody? How will we cook with this? How will that manage with this one pot? You think about it. Gopal gave that pot. What did Gopal mean? So that teacher said, no, he poured it into one bucket and it came more and more and more and more and more and more. And it filled that bucket. What is this? What kind of pot is this? So he filled another bucket and another bucket and another bucket and another bucket. Until 10 buckets full of milk. Like this. Well, this boy, this story is given all over India. Everybody knows this story. This boy is so simple-hearted boy. He's a simple-hearted boy. He put full faith in his mother's words. You just call on Gopal like this. So I ask people, why don't you do this thing? Why are you not calling on Gopal? Hey Gopal, like this. You will have no fear. You will have no fear. I bet he only gives this little part. No, that will satisfy you. You'll be satisfied and you chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So many points are here today. So many things are here. But my main thing is that we should be simple and follow in the parampara, ABC, whatever. Chant Hare Krishna. Accept this process, which is transcendental to Vanashram. It's transcendental to institution. It's transcendental. And you'll get love for Krishna. You'll see Radha Rasa Bihari, Gonitai, Sitaram Lakshman, and your heart will be full, completely full. Oh, very, very gorgeous. I'm very happy to see them like this, and to do some seva like this, and to see the devotees. You're very happy. You'll be completely satisfied. And you will not have any material desires. Some misunderstandings may be there. We might not have the clear. Therefore, we pray to Krishna, please help me, like this. So the devotees, we meet some senior devotees who help us. And that is the test. That devotee which helps me get love for Krishna. That person who gives me love for Krishna, who helps me love Krishna, attachment to Krishna, and I get free from all of my material desire. So we better finish there. So many points are there. I cannot cover it. You could speak for hours and hours on Srila Prabhupada's books. Hours and hours on Krishna consciousness. Okay, I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Some question? Okay. You want to? Speak up loud. Oh, one microphone is coming here.
It's regarding, you said introducing Devi Varnashrama in ISKCON. I understand that ISKCON has some plans to do that. There's a specific ministry has been set up.
Yeah.
But do you really feel that we can at this stage introduce?
Srila Prabhupada said it can be done. It can be done. If you read everything that Srila Prabhupada has said about it, some of the, my god brothers call it Banashram. Banashram. Because he's telling that we should have our farming communities, and live like Krishna lived. So some devotees are getting some large properties, Rajasthan, Vrindavan, South India, and they are growing their own crops and vegetable fruit, milk, and they are living a more simple way of life. He would say simple living, high thinking, like this. And then everybody has some occupation. Some are engaged in taking care of cows, some are engaged in making the milk into butter, the ladies. He gave all these ideas like this, so that we could live a life that was very nice, wholesome life, and the children could be brought up like that, and they can become simple. They can become simple. If I live in Mumbai, is it possible to be simple here?
He doesn't think so.
What do you think, Prakash? Can I be simple working in a job in Mumbai? Oh, Kuldeep. Can you be simple here in Mumbai? Huh? Definitely you can. You can. But it would be more difficult, because everything is cheating. You can't trust anybody. But in a simple village, where the children are just running around the temple, chanting, Jai Gopal, Hare Krishna, like running in their bare feet, and they don't have to worry about anything, and they just brought up with Harinam, Sankirtan, doing kirtan all the time, and festivals, and then there's a very good chance. So our spiritual master, he wanted this life for us, that we should have such community. So many of my god brothers say it's barn ashram. Looking after cows, petting cows, milking cows, cow culture. The other devotees have read in books, cows are cool, cows are far. You keep cows, love cows, loving cows. Are they loving cows in Mumbai? Hardly, they're wearing them on their feet. Like this. So that Daivi Varnashram, we should understand, it's not the Vedic, because it's, you know, it was very secret, confidential, had to be trained, Brahmanism. But we're not following that, we're following Bhagavad Dharma. And we want to establish this simple life for our children, and our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, so they will have a culture that is simple, so they can become like that boy and just call out, Hey Gopal, Hey Gopal. And Gopal will come. You understand? It's very difficult for us because we are all crooked, not simple. We're coming from the city, so materialistic. And Srila Prabhupada saw our problem. He said, okay. Try and have that. And we're struggling to even do it. You make a nice farm and the children all want to leave. No, this is terrible. Wow, it's too boring. We want to go play computer games. And we want to go to the market. And we want to go party. Like this. We haven't learned how to make it more like Vrindavan. We have to learn. It needs more Krishna consciousness. We need to become ecstatic devotees.
But then who will look after the...
Who will look after the cities? So many souls are there struggling, miserable. And
who will come?
What will happen to cities and small towns and medium cities?
We'll just come and chant Hare Krishna here and say, okay, come with us. That's okay. There'll always be cities. There'll always be those who live in the city. There'll always be. But Srila Prabhupada wanted our own places also, that were not in the city, and the devotees were living that simple, working together, like that. You understand? Banasura, he's saying like that. Therefore, they're trying to do it. They're trying to get some land and establish this community where there'll be no need of any money. No money at all. There'll be no need of money. You don't have to think of money. No stress at all. All we do is grow things. We have to learn how to grow things. And the abundance. The abundance is there. You think it's just a small clay pot. Yeah, so what is in it? But actually it will supply everything. It will supply everything. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gopamanandi, Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo.